This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فاجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا مريضا إلا شافيته ولا أسيرا إلا إلى أهله رددته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in the last week, and if you're following some of the news about the Muslim community across the United States, we were giving two different episodes that were so striking. And one of them is a 22-year-old who was afflicted with a terminal cancer, who left a message to the family, to the community, and to the entire ummah, reminding everyone with this life, what it means, and his absolute satisfaction with what is coming. And he passed away, rahimahullah, just a few days after he left that message. And then the other example that we were hit with was about a family that was faced with a major calamity. They lost their daughter, 4 or 5 years old, in a drowning accident. And then within a week later, as the family was going through this hard time, the grandmother came to check on them, and she found the father, the mother, and the two remaining kids all died in a suicide murder act. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ And I'm not here to criticize anyone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to test any of us the way they were tested. But we want to understand how come someone was given a calamity in themselves, a hard one, a person who's got his entire life ahead of him, 22 years old, hafidh al-Qur'an, a memorizer of the Qur'an, someone who used to lead tarawih and then was afflicted with musibatul maut, with the calamity of death, and showed utmost sabr. And then someone was shaken to the core when they were hit with a major calamity as well. The difference is the practice of sabr. And that tells us we need to understand, we need to learn, we need to comprehend what is sabr is about. What is sabr? What types of sabr we have to train ourselves to practice, and how we become of as-sabirin. As-sabr, brothers and sisters, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to have. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, it is akin to iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sabiru wa sabiru. O you who believe, practice sabr. And sabr, sometimes it's translated as patience, but it is more than that. Sabr goes deeper into an act of faith, an act of iman. As-sabru min a'mali al-qalb. It is of the deeds of the heart, and it's also of the deeds of the tongue, and also it's the deed of our faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the sabr is a type of ibadah. Those who practice sabr are becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will reward those who are as-sabirin immensely. وَإِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. As-sabr, as a type of ibadah, just like the rest of the ibadat. As-salah, as-sawm, al-hajj. And all the ibadat that we have in our religion, the linguistic meaning of the ibadah matches what the ibadah is all about. For example, as-salah. As-salah, we know what salah is. But linguistically, the salah is a connection, a communion. As-sila, min wasala, tasala. It's when we connect, that is sila. And when we pray and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is salah. Same thing for ibadah of zakah. Zakah, we know it's paying the 2.5% or whatever is the commodity is, the percentage, into charity, to the needy people. But linguistically, the zakah means purification, cleansing. It cleansed the heart from greed. It cleansed the heart from being attached to the dunya. It cleansed the society from envy, from crime. It's an act of cleansing on many, many multiple levels. As-sabr is just like those ibadat. It also has a linguistic meaning. And the meaning of as-sabr is al-habs. If you go to the origin of the word sabara, means habasa, to hold back, to restrain, to contain. And the ulama said, as-sabr is nothing but restraining our heart from going into a state of panic when a calamity occurs. Or restraining our heart from falling into sins, from falling into haram. Restraining our heart to practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. And also to restrain our tongue from saying things that Allah does not like to hear at the time of a calamity when it occurs to the believers. Restraining our tongues from saying haram. Restraining our tongues from saying anything that does not satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the ulama said as-sabr is three types. Sabrun ala ta'at. It is a sabr to practice the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That needs sabr. That needs endurance. That also needs a state of the heart that will be steadfast for the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A state of the tongue that always mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of the faculties, al-jawarih, that always in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is sabrun anil maharim, to hold back, to restrain ourselves from committing haram. And again, starts from the heart, and then into the other faculties, into the tongue, into the eyes, restraining our eyes, restraining our hearing, restraining our hands from doing, holding something haram, from reaching something haram, restraining our feet from walking to something haram. That needs sabr. And you can see how sabr leads to every act of charity, every act of goodness, every act of iman. And there is the sabr that we talk about the most, and that is a sabr from at the time of a calamity. when a musibah happens, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that we will be tested, that this whole creation, that our life on earth, al-hayatu dunya, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created life and death just so we can have a test. We have a bala. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with prosperity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test us with adversity. And both need sabr. وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. A test can come in many different ways. We identify always with the calamity that is a musibah, that is something that is bad that will hit us, because that requires an immense strength. But also we have to understand that when we are tested with the prosperity, when we are given, that is a test. And sometimes that test is very hard. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us wealth, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ilm, knowledge, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us intellect, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us families, children, offsprings, spouses, this is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see what we would do with it. And all of that requires to understand what the sabr is all about. But the sabr that occurs when a calamity has happened is a special category of that sabr. And that sabr needs to be practiced in a state of shock, in a state when we are shaken, when we are being tested in sometimes the hardest way that we can imagine. And one time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a woman standing by a fresh grave, weeping, wailing, in a state of absolute jaza, absolute grief, inconsolable, screaming out. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came close to her and he said, Ya Amat Allah, isbiri. Servant of Allah, slave of Allah, my sister, be patient, practice sabr. And she said, Daka anni. Leave me alone. She did not know who this person was. She did not know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, leave me alone. دَعْكَ عَنِّي فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُبْلَ مِمَا ابْتُلِيتُ بِهِ. You have not been tested the way I'm tested. She just lost her son. And indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested not only once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times in his lifetime by losing his children and burying them, and burying his grandchildren in his lifetime, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not giving her the advice out of mere just advising her. He practiced this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the role model in sabr. Then the woman was told by the other sahaba, this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How would you respond to him like that? So she goes to him, she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I did not know who you are. And then he said this hadith, he said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Sabr needs to be practiced when you are in the state of that first shock. And that's why sabr is hard. In the Arabic language, sometimes the sabr equals bitterness. Because to have it, sabr is bitter. Is a very hard thing to swallow. But that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to practice. And when a calamity occurs, when anything bad happens to us, nas'alullah al-afiyah, the human being has only one out of four things that they can do. Four states that we fall into in a state of a calamity, in a state of a musibah, in a state of a disaster that afflicts us. The first one is a tasakhut. The response of those who will not practice sabr. It's not fair. Why this happened to me? Why me? And then they will go into a state of jaza, into a state of despair, into a state of absolute depression. And that is not the response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. As if we are accusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He sends this musibah, that He is not fair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us tests that are hard sometimes, but it's not something that we cannot handle. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not bear on a soul, on a human being, anything that they cannot handle. It is the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we can be shaken. Yes, we can be tested very hard. نسأل الله العافية. But Allah will not send us a test that we cannot handle. So that is the state that we don't want to be in. And then the state that is above it is the state of sabr. When we hold, when we restrain, when we don't say it's not fair, when we don't complain about the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that sabr is to be rewarded. But there is a state beyond that. There is a state even above that. And that is the state of rida, of actually being satisfied, being at absolute peace with the calamity that occurs, as if it never happened. And sometimes, wallahi, you see this, and I saw it, and many of you probably seen people like that with our own eyes. They lose a child, they lose a son, they lose a spouse that they love so much. And then you see them at absolute peace, at complete satisfaction, a tranquility that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the faith that is within. And that is the state of rida. But the ulama said there is even a state beyond that. Is when a calamity happens, a person is in a state of hamd, in state of praising Allah, and in state of complete, not only satisfaction, but in happiness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not happy with the musibah. Musibah is a musibah. A disaster, a calamity is a calamity. We are human beings. We feel the pain. إن كنتم تألمون فإنهم يألمون كما تألمون. That we all feel the pain. Those who practice sabr and those who have sakhat. Those who are satisfied with the fate of Allah and those who are not. They both can be afflicted by the same pain. It is the response to the pain. It's how we respond to what happened to us. It's not being sad with the musibah. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was afflicted with the death of his infant son Ibrahim, he was tearing up. And the sahaba looked at him, and they said, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf asked him, "What is that, ya Rasulullah?" And he said, "Inna al-ayna la tadma' wa inna al-qalba la yahzan." Indeed, the eyes would shed tears and the heart would feel sorrow. That's a normal human reaction. But we don't say what Allah does not like to hear. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِ اللَّهِ. So the state of ihsan, the state of being satisfied and not resentful, but appreciation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of musibah, we can embody that in the words of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. It's an athar, not a hadith. That Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Every calamity that occurs to me, everything bad that happens to me, I always find at least four things. Four things that I can thank Allah and praise Allah for. The first is the calamity that occurs, it could have been worse. Wallahi, every calamity could have been worse. Some people may lose a business, but they could have lost their business and their home and their family. Some people may lose a child, and that's a huge calamity. But they might lose the entire family." Sheikh was speaking about a person yesterday who has five children and lost two of them in a car wreck and an accident. Nas'alullah al-afiyya. Two of, he said, his most favorite, two sons. They died at the same time. And then at the janazah, they looked at him and he was at peace. And they said, يعني عظم الله أجرك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you patience. And he said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with five. He took two, but he left me three." Every calamity can be worse. So Umar said, every calamity is deserving of the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's not worse than what it was. And we have to always remember that when something happens. Someone may lose a limb, but some people become quadriplegic. They lose the function of their entire body. Every calamity can be worse, brothers and sisters. The second thing, that the calamity that occurs, it's not in our deen. It didn't affect our iman. It did not take us away from faith to being unfaithful, from iman to kufr. And that is one of the three things that if a human being of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, will taste the sweetness of iman. That they would, the worst thing that would happen to those who will taste the sweetness of iman is to lose iman. Not anything else in this life. And then the third thing that Umar said, we would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a calamity happens, is in every calamity, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. We actually become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength, to give us patience, to bless the rest of our belongings, our families. And then the fourth thing, it is the thawab, is what comes as a reward when a calamity happens. And the thawab is immense, brothers and sisters. When we practice sabr and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of as-sabirun, that as-sabirun, innama yuwaffa as-sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. How would you like it to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and everybody is standing before hisab and mizan, and for the sabr that we practiced in this dunya, we get a direct entry to Jannah. We direct without accountability, without reckoning. But that takes a lot, takes the heart to be patient, takes the tongue to be patient, and take our faculties to be patient. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of as-sabirin, al-muhsinin, al-ladhina yasbiruna ala bala'i Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala wal-radina bihi wal-hamidina lah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum, faya fawzan mustaghfirin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The reward of sabr is immense, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about every reward in آخرة, أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا. سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. Always the people of Jannah being reminded, you were given this because you practiced sabr. You are where you are today in Jannat al-Firdaus, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of sabr. So how can we learn sabr? What if someone says, I'm not strong enough, I don't find that strength in me, I need to be prepared? Because we will be tested one way or the other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. It's an agreed upon hadith in Al-Bukhari and Muslim that those who practice and train themselves to have sabr will be given sabr. So when the shock comes, when as-sadmatul ula comes, we are prepared psychologically, spiritually. We are ready to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He likes to see. So how do we learn sabr, brothers and sisters? Our ibadat in general, every ibadah we practice is a training for sabr. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Salah needs sabr to maintain it, to preserve it, to do it in the right way. That takes endurance. As-sawm, fasting, is nothing but a practice of sabr. If a sabr is restraining, holding al-habis during sawm, we practice habis. We practice restraining not only from eating and drinking and the things that we need for living, but also we practice to restrain our tongues from haram, from ghaiba, from namima, from kadhib. We restrain our eyes from looking at anything haram. We restrain our ears from hearing ghaiba and namima or anything that is haram. A sawm is nothing but a practice of sabr, brothers and sisters. And that's why siyam Ramadan, but also siyam nafila, to have the additional fasting, is a training for sabr. And then a sabr ala al-jama'ah, to be part of the community, to be actually adherent to the community. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reminded us to be with the community, to be with the group of Muslims and be harmed, and then be patient to the harm that happens to you. Because when we interact with people, things will happen. We'll have misunderstandings, we'll have conflicts. So someone may say, I would like to stay away from all of this. I'm just going to just stay away from all of this, and I don't want to have any trouble. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, you interact, you become part of a community, you become part of the jama'ah, and if you are hurt, that is a practice of sabr. And then the important part of being in the jama'ah is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us in Surah Al-Asr, and with that I will conclude, that when we practice sabr collectively, we are stronger. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we strengthen each other with sabr. When someone is in a state of weakness and they have a brother, or if the sister is in a state of calamity and she has sisters around her that are believers, they will strengthen her. They will strengthen you. They will make you more patient and more strong. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to practice sabr. So if a calamity happens, we don't go into a state of panic. Murder, suicide is a very painful thing, not only for the family that is afflicted with it, but it's also for the entire community. Wallahi, the pain of that calamity has been felt throughout North America. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of as-sabirin, as-shakirin. اللهم صبرنا على البلاء خيره وشره يا رب العالمين إني داع فأمنه اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم صبرنا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي يا مولانا كلمتي الحق والدين عباد الله إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بنا أيها المسلمون من جنه وإنسه فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما تنبيها لنا وتعليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك وحبيبك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حق لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وسيلة وفضيلة وبعث اللهم المقام المحمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Straighten the lines in the back, fill in all the gaps. Are you ready, inshallah? استو. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I want to take 2-3 minutes of your time. May Allah put a blessing and barakah in your time, inshallah, bin Rahman, a little bit extended weekend, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thanks to the visionaries and the pioneers among our community, the vision and the dream of MIC is becoming reality step by step. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We just completed a long track, almost more than a mile long, around the ponds. We clean all the campuses. We have the basketball. We have the volleyball. We have soccer for the young. We have the soccer for the not so young. We have the cricket, alhamdulillah, field coming up in line. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We have a picnic area. We have the gazebo area. We have indoor facility that's beautiful. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The facility that Allah gave to this community, it is amazing. And we have to say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And one of the best way to utilize the blessing and to show shukr to the blessing that Allah gives you is to utilize it for the right reasons. So I am inviting each and every one of you to utilize what Allah gave you. Bring your family, bring your youth, make an effort to come to the community and to the center, Rabbil Alameen. When you come, you strengthen yourself, you strengthen your family, and you strengthen your community. If you want your children, your grandchildren, to be connected to Islam, to be connected to the institutions, to be care about the affairs of the Muslims, you have to be connected. You have to come. I'm also challenging to the youth. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Every Isha, if you see, more than half of our congregation is youth. So I'm encouraging the youth to invite your parents, to bring the family. Let's lift this community up, Jazakum, and see how you can contribute it and how can you enhance this community. Jazakum Allahu khair wa salaam alaykum wa rahmatullah. We have a few announcements. Please give us a minute. Jazakum Allah.
Assalamu alaikum. So tonight, inshallah, we have our Friday night program. From Boyhood to Manhood is continuing for the boys ages 13 to 18, inshallah. And that's going to be starting right after Maghrib. And then also after Isha, we have Contemporary Issues with Sheikh Yasser Fazaga. Inshallah, we have a Friday night program every Friday this September. So come out, bring out the family. We're also providing child care at Manara for any kids ages 2 to 5. There's a registration if you can register for that. But you can bring your kids, drop them off, and then enjoy the programs here at MIC. Lastly, the MIC Heart Song Annual Blood Drive is happening Sunday, September 10th, and we have Sister Unmol in the South Hall right now scheduling people for appointments. So if you want to give blood and donate, you can stop by that table, schedule an appointment, or you can go online, and there's a link where you can schedule an appointment as well.